I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
AEW stars getting fined, a major heel turn on Dynamite, and there may be hope for Yeet. For Thursday, December the 12th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Some good news about Bryan Danielson to start the day. He's not injured. So we led the news podcast yesterday with some grave concerns about the state of Bryan Danielson's eye. It got really worked over in that match with Andrade El Idolo, and he's already wrestling with a broken orbital bone, and medics and the Blackpool Combat Club were all ringside after his match. Well, Fightful Select have confirmed to us that this is indeed a storyline injury, and Bryan Danielson, obviously not 100% because, as we say, he does have a broken orbital bone, but he is no worse than he was, and it shouldn't affect any of his ring time going forward. Genuinely very relieved by that. Bryan Danielson's been in the news with AEW quite a bit over the last few weeks. In the wake of CM Punk's WWE debut, it came to light that Bryan Danielson was one of those leading the committee that terminated CM Punk's contract from AEW. It was numerous other people, but it seems like Bryan Danielson was the one, if not leading it, then certainly near the front of that process. From there, we discovered via Fightful Select that Bryan Danielson has quite a disciplinary role within AEW, as he has been handing out fines backstage to the AEW roster. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful revealed last night that one set of fines that Danielson has been handing out on behalf of AEW is for social media conduct. SRS reporting that one or two talents backstage have been pulled up for the way they speak about the company and their role in the company on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and such. Recently, Dr. Britt Baker has been very outspoken online about her lack of promo time in AEW in comparison to others. Now, Britt Baker, one of the founders of the AEW Women's Division, one of the early adopters of AEW. She's not been on TV for a little while, has Britt Baker. Wrestling Observer Newsletter did mention the other day that she's had some back issues that have kept her off TV, but she did indeed take issue with the fact that she hadn't had much promo time in comparison to other people. You might have seen the tweet that Britt Baker put out, calling out AEW for giving her no promo time for the entirety of 2023. So some pointed comments by Britt Baker recently. We've also talked on the channel this week about the Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff Hardy, who on Matt Hardy's podcast spoke about their frustration with their direction in AEW. Jeff Hardy saying that he's gone back to feeling how he did in WWE, how he felt like a ghost backstage. And both men believing there is still a lot of equity in what they do, and it's being utilized erroneously in their eyes. Now, We have no confirmation that Britt Baker or the Hardys are the ones that have been fined recently by Bryan Danielson and AEW, but certainly this is part of a clampdown from AEW to prevent those negative stories from getting out there. There have been a fair amount of negative reports coming from AEW, particularly since the CM Punk departure there. And this, I guess, is a way of sort of putting the stoppers on that and hitting people in the wallet to prevent them from speaking ill about the company away from AEW. One story we will absolutely keep an eye on here at Cultaholic.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, bet you get 30, bet you get 20, 20, 20, bet you get 20, 20, bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The referee is still down. Referee is just...
What? Who is that?
Who's that back?
Shanna
that?
Wayne. Shanna Wayne, Nick Wayne's mother, is stomping in the ring. And
what the hell? I'm on the... Like we said, the referee is down.
And I mean, Christian Cage has just had so many repugnant things to say about Shanna Wayne, but...
Oh, she's reaching for the TNT
belt. Remember what Adam Copeland did to Nick Wayne?
Shanna does not need to be in here. This is a dangerous place for her.
I agree with you. Where is she going? Look, she's torn.
She is torn. What is...
Oh, what the hell did she just do?
What?
She made...
She made a decision. That's what she did.
I am your mother. You listen to me. Stop all the mansplaining. No one's listening. Tell me who gave you the permission to speak. I am your mother. You listen to me. You just a bum bum bum.
Oh, Shayna Wayne, what are you doing? Last night, a shock heel turn for Nick Wayne's mum. She attacked Adam Copeland, as you heard there, to cost him the TNT title in his showdown with Christian Cage. Completely unexpected heel turn by Shayna Wayne, considering she nearly got a concerto just the other week. Shayna has been heartbroken to see her son Nick Wayne going off with Christian Cage. Possibly she's now joining the patriarchy. As the matriarchy, maybe? I guess we'll find more about the motives of Shayna Wayne in the weeks to come. We also had a shock return last night after Timeless Toni Storm retained her AEW Women's Championship against Sky Blue. Her celebration was interrupted by the return of Riho. First time in 8 months we've seen Riho. Huge ovation for her as well. She attacked Toni Storm, but Luther was able to get Storm away before any real damage could be done. Last time we saw Rio, she was being taken out by the social outcasts, i.e. Ruby Soho, Saraya and Tony Storm. So her intention is to get revenge and take back the AEW Women's Championship, the belt that she was the inaugural championship holder of. So great return for Riho last night, getting into the mix with Timeless Tony Storm. And there's lots of love for Timeless Tony Storm on social media today. It's the entire character has been a revelation, and it was great to see. It's great to see AEW truly investing in it to the point where they get Turner Classic Movies host Ben Mankiewicz to introduce Tony Storm last night. Really fun moment from Dynamite that was. We talk about how the golden age of Tony Storm is truly upon us in AEW. We talk about it on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. Check out my latest video, the outstanding reinvention of Tony Storm. It's waiting for you on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Some more good news for AEW. It looks like Kyle O'Reilly isn't far from a comeback. It was touch and go for Kyle O'Reilly for a while. He underwent neck fusion surgery last September, but had post-surgical issues that led to an extended hiatus. And there were no plans for the foreseeable to see Kyle O'Reilly back. Well, Fightful Selective reported that Kyle O'Reilly has been backstage at AEW recently and is looking like he could return to programming after quite a long period of it looking unlikely that he was going to do so. Delighted to see Kyle O'Reilly back. Maybe there is an opportunity here to conclude the Devil storyline in a quite satisfying manner. I'm just gonna put that out into the world. Next week on Dynamite, the Von Erichs make their debut. Winter is coming at Arlington, Texas. We'll see Kevin Von Erich appearing with his sons, Ross and Marshall. They're promoting the Iron Claw movie, which is the story, the tragic story of the Von Erich family. It's in cinemas on December the 22nd, and the Von Erichs will be on Dynamite, no doubt, to shout all about that movie. Speaking of shouting, WWE are looking to ban Jey Uso from shouting yeet. This comes after a trademark issue was brought to light. If you wondered why Jey Uso's yeet t-shirt was blurred out on Raw, well, it was due to the fact that the yeet trademark is owned by indie wrestler Casey Huffman. So WWE had to very quickly remove all mentions and references to yeet. Well, it looked like it was done, like we'd never yeet again. Well, Cassidy Haynes of Body Slam gives us an update today saying, I've asked sources within WWE about the situation surrounding the yeet trademark and whether the company had completely abandoned the catchphrase and merchandise. I was told that there is a legal claim against yeet and WWE lawyers are discussing it. So there may be hope yet for yeet to stick around. There may be hope yeet, you could say. WWE hasn't completely abandoned it, but has more or less suspended the usage while lawyers get their head around the case. We could see. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if WWE just hand Casey Huffman a bag of money and let Jey Uso carry on saying yeet. I guess we'll find out very soon, won't we? If everything gets unblurred, we'll know what's happened there. Later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, myself and Sam Driver on the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. We are on the way to Halloween Havoc 1996. Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc 96 and the New World Order are well and truly here. We are watching every episode of Nitro week to week, and you can join us for the latest episode on the podcast feed later on today. And if you haven't made time to do so yet, do check out Sam Driver's magnum opus alongside Matt Stewart and Justin Henry from Cultaholic, WWE's Golden Age Part 1. It is the biggest documentary we have ever done, and it's across three parts in December. It is the most ambitious project we've ever done. If you love it and you want us to do more, then you can support us at patreon.com/cultaholic and share it and tell everybody about it, because if it does well, then we do more. It is that simple. It's part of Docsember, and you can check out part one if you haven't done so already at youtube.com/cultaholic. @Cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.